Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Fire has been a natural part of Alaska forests for thousands of years. Lightning strikes start about 200 fires a year in Alaska. State wildlife biologist Steve Paragai said historically, lightning-caused fires burned about 1 million acres of Alaska every year, creating a mix of forest types. The northern forest has adapted, and even come to depend, on fire. Fire opens the shady forest canopy and burns away insulating moss and duff, allowing sunlight to warm the soil.
Fire burns away older vegetation and allows new plants to establish, and that's where moose get most of their food. Moose thrive on willow, fireweed, birch, and other new vegetation that comes up after a fire. Aspen stands are especially good for ruffed grouse, and aspen responds quickly with new shoots after a fire. Snowshoe hares and other small mammals also flourish, which benefits predators like raptors and marten. New growth isn't the only benefit. Standing fire-killed trees provide roosts for raptors and homes for woodpeckers and other cavity nesters. Fallen trees provide cover. That's especially valuable in winter.
Fire is rarely all-consuming, and after a fire passes through a forest, it leaves wet areas, stands of deciduous trees, and untouched stretches of forest. The natural cycle of burning perpetuates a mix of young and old forest types, and wildlife thrives. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.